Hi, my name is Michelle Parker. I have spent the past 15 years deeply involved in our public schools as a parent leader, advocate, and organizer. I was president of the district-wide PTA, supporting about 65 schools and elevating parent voices in decision-making. I have led both the school district's parcel tax and charter school oversight committees. I have worked on many efforts locally and statewide related to education policy and school funding, and I've led efforts that resulted in all of our elementary schools having on-site after-school programs for all students who want it. All of this experience is critical for an effective school board. And my three children have all attended SFUSD schools since kindergarten. The catalyst that got me involved beyond my own kids' school was the recession in 2008 when I learned just how much California has underinvested in public schools for decades. I fundamentally believe that if we get public education right, we will strengthen our communities, have a healthier democracy where people know how to critically think about issues and have the skills to solve challenges in their own communities. I believe that we can dismantle systems of oppression that have existed in all of our public institutions and also end ignorance and hate. Right now, we find ourselves in the middle of multiple crises. We have a budget deficit this past year and major projected shortfalls in the next 2 years. We need to more frequently evaluate our programs for effectiveness and stop doing what doesn't work. We need to more clearly communicate how all of our spending aligns with our priorities, and we need to explore new revenue. We are in a pandemic where working families, students, and educators are all struggling. We need to continue to increase the quality of distance learning, as well as work to safely open our school sites as soon as we can, especially for our students most struggling. Last, San Francisco has the largest achievement gap of any urban district in the state. This isn't okay. We need to accelerate closing that gap through high-quality teaching, the type of curriculum we use, working towards 2 years of universal preschool for all students, investing in community schools, building relationships of trust with our students and families, and asking our city partners to address the foundational causes of the achievement gap, things like housing and food insecurity, unemployment, and more. I look forward to this opportunity to serve our city as a member of the school board.